Hi, I'm Siobhan, your sales how-to gal, bringing you our first episode of 2022. This episode is entitled How to Get in the Room, because there's no way to get a deal unless you're actually in the room where deals are being made. The specific skill that we're going to focus on today is how to structure an introductory email and an introductory call. And we're going to divide that into cold contacts and warm contacts. I'll start with the cold contact. First of all, it's an introductory email, so make sure that it's actually an introduction. By that, I mean, don't ask for a meeting or ask them to buy something. Don't end with, let me know if you need anything in the future, or by telling them that you're going to follow up next week. Those are actual sales calls, trying to move the sales process along. And what this is an introductory call, trying to establish a relationship with a potential buyer. So on the surface, at least, this seems like a pointless call, right? Because there can't be a call to action. However, it isn't pointless at all. It's a call to make someone aware of your existence and of your ability to be helpful. As part of this introductory call, you can give something away for free, something like a checklist or some market research or anything else you think they may value, but not a sales tool. Don't give them a price list or a brochure, because that helps you, and you promised that it was an introduction and that you could help them. You need to keep that promise, especially since this is your first time engaging with them. They're going to take note of whether you keep your promise. And just because you don't end an email with, I'll follow up with you next week, doesn't mean you can't call next week. Often this short pause to give them an opportunity to research the person who sent them that email, that cold email, is a good thing, because when you do call next week, they'll know who you are. And sometimes, even though you didn't ask them to reach out to you if they need your help in the future, once they do their research, they may in fact reach out to you on their own. But if they don't, and you want to call next week to continue to build on this relationship, that's perfectly acceptable. In that second outreach, and it should be a call, not another email. Don't keep emailing people over and over. So in that second outreach, that call, you can ask for an opportunity to get to know them better, to sit down over a cup of coffee or tea, or if we're still virtual, to have a virtual call, to get a feel for what's going on at the company and to let them get to know your company better. Or just to see who we know in common and if, you know, we can facilitate each other's careers or businesses in any way. So that's how you can get into the room with a cold call. It may not lead to any immediate business, or it may or may not lead to immediate business, but at least you'll have the makings of a relationship underway. Now let's take a look at a warm introductory email and follow-up call. First, establish how they know you or how they know your company, what your role is there, and how excited you are to get to know them and the rest of their leadership team. You don't have to direct their attention to your contact information, since it's right there in your signature block. If there's some commonality that the two of you have, such as membership in the same group, or if they've recently been in the news in some positive way, you might mention that and congratulate them on that accomplishment. In this instance, you can also give something of value to them again, not to you, such as complimentary market research that they may need. Don't give them homework like a survey. Don't invite them to a webinar. They're busy. They don't have time. And don't ask them to buy something in this introductory email. Even though there's a warm relationship there, you still shouldn't start out by asking for something. Don't ask what issues they're facing or suggest that they reach out if the need arises. They know to do that. Once you're ready to follow up, let's give you an example so that we can follow this analogy better. Say you're replacing someone at a company that does business with your client. Your follow-up call after the introductory email might say, I've had an opportunity to settle in and I wanted to get some feedback regarding your prior client experiences with us so that I can get off on the best foot and deepen our relationship with you. Then during that call, you can find out what the status quo is, if there's anything else that you can help them out with, and start selling. But the main thing to remember here is whether it's a cold introduction or a warm introduction, that the introduction should actually be just that. Hi, I'm so-and-so. Please be aware of my existence. That's the introductory call. It's not a sales opportunity. And if it turns into a sales opportunity, let that be driven by the client or prospect and not by you. So I'm Siobhan, your sales how-to gal, just explaining how to get in the room. Until next time.